Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. Geriatric care giant Life Care Centers of America, Inc. and its affiliate, South Hill Operations, LLC, doing business as Life Care Center of South Hill, will pay $170,000 to a former employee to settle a pregnancy discrimination lawsuit brought by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The employee worked as a certified nursing assistant for Life Care Centers in Washington. According to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's suit, Life Care refused to accommodate her request not to lift anything heavier than 15 pounds for the last part of her pregnancy, stating that the Life Care only provided light duty to employees injured on the job. The company placed her on involuntary unpaid leave. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission also alleged that Life Care supervisors told her to reapply for a certified nursing assistant job once she was ready to return to unrestricted duty, which she understood to mean that she was fired. Denying light duty to a pregnant employee while providing it to similarly abled non-pregnant employees may violate the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. Under the 3-year consent decree, Life Care agrees to pay the employee $170,000 in lost wages and compensatory damages and provide training on the Title VII and the Pregnancy Discrimination Act to all employees, including management and supervisors at its Washington State facilities and human resources staff that advise them. An employer may not reject an employee's request for pregnancy-related work restrictions if the same employer is granting the light-duty request of a non-pregnant employee, said Nancy Sienko, director of Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's Seattle field office. This suit serves to remind employers of that obligation. Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.